The Ministry of Health will take its vaccination caravan to Georgetown this Sunday. Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, says healthcare workers will be stationed at the Georgetown Clinic to administer vaccines to residents from 1 to 4 p.m. She says a number of parents have shown interest in having their children receive the COVID-19 jab and is encouraging more parents to get on board.
I know one of our health nursing supervisor from Kingston, Sister Glendarine Brown, she spoke yesterday about the increase in number of parents who are bringing their children to be vaccinated. And it is something that we really want to encourage for a number of different reasons. And so we are really asking parents, guardians to really consider getting their children vaccinated once they're within the eligible age range and also for themselves as well. So right now in St. Vincent and the Grenadines available, we have the AstraZeneca vaccine, we have the Sputnik V vaccine, the first dose component, and we also have the Pfizer vaccine. The AstraZeneca and the Sputnik vaccines, persons 18 years old and older are eligible to receive those vaccines. Mm-hmm. For the Pfizer vaccine, WHO has recommended that children 12 years and older can take the Pfizer vaccine. So once you're 12 years and older, you're eligible to also receive the Pfizer vaccine. Some persons are saying that they prefer the Pfizer vaccine because of the new technology with the messenger RN. And so they are gravitating towards that. So there are multiple different reasons, but for whatever reason it is, as I've always said before, the best vaccine is the one that's available to you. Mm-hmm. So if it's available and you feel that that's the one you want to take, by all means, we encourage persons to get vaccinated.
So far, a total of 26,449 vaccines have been administered. 16,225 have received their first dose, while 10,224 are said to be fully vaccinated. Regionally, the National Vaccination Program in Barbados reported overwhelming demand for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine on Thursday, with scores of people having to return at a later date for their jab. The Pfizer-BioNTech RNA jab, currently the leading drug on the world market in the fight to prevent the spread of the virus, was rolled out at the University of West Indies UWE Cavill campus. What began as an exercise to inoculate an initial 100 UWE staff members and students attracted in excess of 300 people who were eager to receive their first dose of the vaccine during the two-hour exercise. Internationally, the International Police Interpol has warned all of its 194 member countries, including those in the Caribbean, to be on the lookout for organized crime groups attempting to defraud governments with fake offers to sell COVID-19 vaccines. In its global alert, Interpol said that at least 60 cases in 40 countries around the world have been reported where individuals in health ministries and hospitals have received offers for COVID-19 vaccines approved for distribution in their country. The Interpol alert issued to all 194 member countries is based on information provided by vaccine manufacturers and highlights the types of modus operandi used in the attempted scams, including the use of fake social media accounts and websites. With today's COVID-19 update, I am Dion John.